Personalpronomen Akkusativ. Before we do the various personal pronouns in Akkusativ, we'll first understand when to use them. Let's look at an example. Das ist Michael. Michael wohnt in London. To avoid the repetition of the name Michael or of the person, we use a personal pronoun. You will say, wohnt in London. Similarly, in the next sentence, you can say, ich finde Michael nett or ich finde ihn nett. Ihn is the accusative personalpronomen for Now let's see, why do we use ihn here? Ich finde ihn nett. In this sentence, ich is my subject, therefore it will be in nominative, whereas ihn is the object, hence in accusative. Since is the nominative of masculine or Michael in this case, we need an accusative personal pronoun for masculine, which is ihn. Now let's learn the various accusative pronouns. First person singular ich in nominative has the accusative personal pronoun mich. Let's see how to use it. Hi, ich bin Maria. Kennst du mich? In this sentence, the nominative subject would be du and the accusative object would be mich. Mich is used as the accusative form of ich. Let's move on to the second person informal, du. The accusative is dich. Let's see how to use it in a sentence. Wer bist du? Ich kenne dich nicht. In this case, ich is the nominative subject and dich is the accusative object. Dich is used here as the accusative form for du. Let's move on to the next one. Second person formal, sie. In accusative, it's the same, sie. Let's look at an example. Herr Schmidt, wo sind Sie? Ich suche Sie. In this case, ich is my nominative subject and sie is the accusative object. Sie is used as the accusative form for sie. This one is pretty easy to remember as both the forms in nominative and in accusative are the same. What is more important to remember is that since it's a formal situation, you would use Z with a capital S. Let's move to the next one. Third person masculine, in accusative, ihn. Let's see how to use it. Das ist Michael. Ist Architekt. Ich kenne ihn. In this case, ich is nominative subject and ihn is the accusative object. Here ihn is the accusative for Moving on to the third person feminine sie. In accusative, it remains the same, sie. Let's see how to use it. Das ist Michaela. Sie studiert. Ich finde sie sehr schön. Here again, ich is my nominative subject, whereas sie is the accusative object. Here sie is the accusative for sie. This is easy to remember as both the forms are same. You should remember here that this sie is written with a small s. Only at the beginning of a sentence, you write it with a capital S. Moving on to the third person, S. This also remains S in accusative. Let's see how to use it. Das ist mein Buch. Es ist alt. Ich finde es sehr interessant. Here again, ich is my nominative subject and es is my accusative object. Here, es is the accusative for es. Very easy to remember since both of them are the same. Now let's do the plural forms. Here, for the first person, wir. In accusative, the personal pronoun is uns. Let's see how to use it. Wir sind Samantha und Mike. Kennst du uns? In this case, du is my nominative subject, whereas uns is the accusative object. Uns is used as the accusative for wir. Now we move to the second person in plural, informal, ihr. This changes to euch in accusative. Let's see how to use it. Wer seid ihr? Ich kenne euch nicht. In this case, ich is my nominative subject, whereas euch is my accusative object. Euch is used as the accusative for ihr. And now the second person formal in plural, sie. This also remains the same in accusative, sie. Let's see how to use this. Herr und Frau Müller, wo sind Sie? Ich suche Sie. In this case also, ich is my nominative subject and Sie is my accusative object. Sie is the accusative for Sie in nominative. Since both of them are the same, they are easy to remember. All you have to remember is that this Sie is written with a capital S, irrespective whether it's at the beginning of the sentence or in the middle of the sentence. Let's move on to the third person in plural, Sie. This also remains the same in accusative, Sie. Now let's see how to use it in a sentence. Das sind Petra und Jürgen. Ich kenne sie. In this case, ich is my nominative subject and sie is my accusative object. Sie is the accusative form for sie in nominative. In this case also, both of them are the same in accusative and in nominative. All you have to remember is that this sie is written with a small s. Only at the beginning of the sentence, you write it with a capital S. Now let's put all the personal pronouns together. Ich in accusative is mich, du, dich, sie, ihn, sie, es, wir, uns, ihr, euch, sie, and the last one, Z, Z.